Now, back to the Bob Morning Show, brought to you by DJ's Home Services.
Total Country Bob FM.
So many dings this morning, Jim.
The county famous Bob Almanac, if you're a world famous, the Bob Almanac is only county famous.
Well, it's a thing, and it is. I think it's still
a good
impressive.
Start. You got to start somewhere.
Yes, you do.
Today, it's Monday already, and already the 14th of October, 288th day of the year. This was the day 1912, Matt, that Theodore Roosevelt, he was, he'd already spent a couple of terms in office.
Mm-hmm.
And then he was running for election again in the Bull Moose Party. He was in the Bull Moose Party.
He was.
A little more progressive. 1912. This was the date that Teddy Roosevelt was shot while campaigning in Milwaukee. What did Milwaukee have against Teddy Roosevelt?
What's their problem? What's
Roosevelt's
deal?
Wound in the chest was not serious because he had these thick papers in his pocket. Like his speech was in his pocket, and his speech was so thick that it stopped the bullet or slowed it down to the point where he was able to continue, and he gave his whole speech. And then at the end, he said, "Oh, it'll take more than that to stop a bull moose."
He had, I thought maybe he had the big stick in his pocket because he, wasn't he the.
Well, he said that at the Minnesota State Fair. Right. Speak softly and carry a big stick.
Heck yeah.
But that would have been pretty quick if he would have, not even the best hitter in baseball would be able to see a bullet coming and then swing a bat at it.
Very true. Yeah.
And that's probably the issue with that there. So, fortunate that he had that big, thick speech. How many pages was that?
That's pretty impressive. That must have taken him. He must have celebrated a birthday waiting for that thing to print out. As his printer.
Can you just imagine printers in 1912? Oh, just all the problems you have. It's spooling problems and it's not online.
Yeah.
And printer jams and the whole thing. 1947.
With all four rockets firing, Jaeger climbs to 56,000 feet in less than 2 minutes.
Chuck Jaeger. Fast. He's a fast man.
And he does it. The first human to crack the sound barrier. Now with
and he did it with those batteries from Sears. What were they called? He was the
brand name?
Yeah, I can't think of it. He did the commercials for them for years.
Not
Ever Ready.
Rayovac? No, it wasn't Rayovac
either.
No,
it was like car batteries.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my gosh. I can't remember. That's your ball of wax, isn't
it? I'm looking right now. Chuck, I can't remember stuff like I used to. Chuck Jaeger. It'll come to my head and brain as soon as I see it again. AC Delco.
AC Delco. Come on.
AC Delco.
Come on.
The Freedom Dura Power car battery. Used him in his Pontiac Sunbird.
I think he used it in the rocket ship he used to break the sound barrier, too, potentially.
Why not?
I mean, yeah. He sold a few batteries, that Mr. Jaeger.
1977. Let's remember this guy. Bing Crosby, actor, singer.
Christmas.
This one, of course, will live forever and ever.
Just like the ones I used to know.
That little drummer boy he did with David Bowie.
That was something.
Unbelievable.
Oh, yeah. I mean, he's just the quintessential voice for. You could listen to him sing the traffic report and it would put you in the mood for Christmas.
Very smooth. You know? Bing Crosby died at the age of 74 this day, 1977.
Wow.
On television in 1978, it was an epic television event.
All your favorites are back in a brand new movie.
They're at sea. Maybe we can be rescued.
Rescue from Gilligan's Island. Bob Denver and members of the original Gilligan cast. Saturday on NBC.
I know I had set my clock and we didn't have VCR yet, so we had to watch it live.
But you did watch it?
Certainly.
Heck yeah.
We finally got some closure. They finally got off the island. But then guess what? Spoiler alert, at the end of this movie, guess where they ended back? They went back out on the sea. They shouldn't have.
Of course.
Oh, dumb. I mean, the professor's ID, and he's supposed to be the smartest guy.
Yeah, I mean.
And he said, let's go back out.
Yeah.
And they ended up back on the island. Same island they were on before. And then the whole armed globetrotters showed up later. And it didn't make a whole lot of sense there. Yeah, rescue from Gilligan's Island aired on this date.
The writer's room was sparse back then when they didn't really, they couldn't. They had nowhere to go.
They were having a hard time coming up with new ideas.
Just bring them back to the island.
So, they had the sets for the island for another 2 years. Had to use them for something.
See, there you
they
go.
Had paid for it already on NBC. Mm-hmm. Six of these seven original castaways reprised their roles. Ginger did not. Tina Louise did not come back for that.
Yep.
Unfortunately. So they found another redhead, and I'm sure there were several that were willing to do it.
Yeah, there's probably a few.
1978. How about 1979 this date? We're talking some sports here this time around.
Then with Smeal off, the Oilers pulled Dryden, and Wayne Gretzky finished off a three-way passing play with McDonald and Callaghan to tie the score at four. Gretzky on the backhand.
1979, there's Wayne Gretzky. Little backhand from behind the net. You know, behind the net, they call that Gretzky's office.
Oh, heck yeah.
That's where he would hold court would have important meetings and would create a lot of plays from back there behind the net. Wayne Gretzky, that's his first NHL goal this date. They were playing the Vancouver Canucks wearing their flying V uniforms with the orange, yellow, various shades of yellow and
my
orange.
My favorites.
Black. Some would call it ugly, but those of us who are hockey fans call it
timeless
and nostalgia.
You know, I know it's Gretzky's office, but I'm going to circle back and bring this back to the office because you miss 100% of all the shots you don't take. Wayne Gretzky, also Michael Scott.
Yeah, exactly. That's what she said.
Yep.
So that was 1979, Wayne Gretzky's first NHL goal. This date in 2000, you've heard of Don Henley?
Certainly.
You know him from the Eagles? Well, a lawsuit was filed against Don Henley in Little Rock, Arkansas. The suit claimed that a fan was hit in the forehead with a maraca during a concert.
Oh, cripes.
In Little Rock. So I don't know, did Don Henley...
A little maraca in Little Rock, or was it a big maraca?
It was a big maraca in Little Rock. So, little maraca. So, yeah, did Don Henley, what's he doing with the maraca? I would think by this time in his career in 2000, he had people that handled the maracas for him. He wasn't handling maracas.
I would imagine.
Except for after the show.
A dedicated maraca crew, you know, at this point.
Yeah, you would have a maraca staff just for those things. So somebody threw it.
But they knew
where they'd go for the money. Who are you going to sue? You're going to sue the guy from the maraca staff making $20 an hour, or you're going to sue Don Henley.
Yep, they're going right for Don's wallet.
When you buy a ticket to these things, isn't it just like a Twins game that says, hey, we are not liable for injury from batted balls, thrown bats, anything pertinent to the game? Isn't that also on a ticket for a concert where it says, hey, we're not liable if you get hit in the eye with a guitar pick?
Yeah, you'd think so. It's in the fine print.
You get impaled by a drumstick.
Yes, or impaled. I think an impaling by a maraca would be really, really ugly.
Well, I think that would be more like concussed. You'd get concussed from a maraca.
Well, it depends on, I suppose if the smaller end hits you, it could be lights out.
2000. What was that? Final thought.
I'm just saying that it's going to be my life goal now to not be hit with a maraca.
So the question is then, this question is being begged right now. People screaming at the radio. Does Hitchville use maracas?
Oh man, I don't think we ever have. There's plenty of tambourine action, but
there's plenty of time for you to incorporate it.
There is.
Get those maracas.
Yep.
2003.
In the air, down the left field line, a long reaching into the stands and couldn't get it, and he's riddled with a fan.
It was the famous Steve Bartman incident on this date at Wrigley Field in Chicago. Oops.
That's awfully close to fan interference right there. The umpire's all...
It was fan interference. It was Steve Bartman. He was banned from the field. He was hated. He got death threats.
Gosh.
I think he had to move to Cuba.
Yeah, he
felt safer in Cuba.
He probably did.
He interfered with Moises Alou down the left field line in foul territory. It would have been an out. Cubs proceed to give up 8 runs in the inning, lose to the Marlins 8-3. and that extended the curse. Of course, they finally won. It's a turning point in the series, they say. A guy wearing his headphones. I mean, just a geeky guy with a head, and he's listening to Harry Carey on the headphones, and he's doing this whole thing, and you know, he's probably in his own little world. He didn't realize where he was at, and he interfered with his own baseball team.
Yep.
You got to know the situation, guy.
Game six, I think.
You got to know what's going on.
Yeah, heck yeah. Oh,
so that was the state 2003. Let's remember.
And if he ever leaves you blue, just remember I love you and I'll be there before the next teardrop falls.
Known as L. Bebop Kid, which translates to what? The Bebop Kid.
Well, he's the one and only.
He is Freddie Fender.
Freddie Fender.
He died after a battle with cancer. He was 69. He died on this date in 2006 and 2007 on television. A lot of people point to this event, this date. While Rescue from Gilligan's Island was a high point in television, this might have been a low point.
All right, we're ready.
No. We're ready.
Here. The wind, you guys. Is this necessary?
No change.
Awful. No, that is not cute.
Yeah, go on.
Yeah, I need someone to make me laugh.
Where's Kim?
Kim is always late.
I'm here.
Get out of our way.
Stop.
Jealous.
No.
Stop.
Enough.
Poor Bruce. So the Kardashian show started on this date, 2007, keeping up with the Kardashians.
Yeah, it's just that makes me want to vomit.
Yeah, it is. We usually don't reference that show, but the fact that it was unveiled on this date.
And I'm not going to lie, that is kind of my, if you would have just asked me, I would probably have said it was, you know, 10 years ago. 2007, I would not have guessed by any means.
We also lost this guy, this was 2 years ago.
You're a wizard, Harry.
I'm a what?
A wizard. And a thumping good one, I'd wager.
Isn't that what they said about you? You're a singer and a thumping good one.
That's exactly what they said.
You're a thumping good one.
Yep.
When you sing there, young Matt.
Yep.
Robbie Coltrane. He lived to be 72. He was Hagrid on the Harry Potter films. And he passed away this date. Now in the Gone But Not Forgotten category. Are you ready for birthdays here today?
I am ready.
Ralph Lauren
more than ready.
Is 85 today.
He's had an influence or two.
Ever
I have.
Worn any Ralph Lauren?
Yeah, I have. I had, not for several years, but I had a few like button-up shirts. Button
did they
down,
have RL on there? What is it? What do they have on there? They have a little insignia. They have a little crest.
Well, they wasn't the polo one was the horse, right?
Yeah.
So I don't know. There was a, it's been a minute since I think there would. I think the Ralph Lauren thing was a crest, the RL. Yeah, I think you're right. It's been a minute since I've ventured into Ralph Lauren territory, but I had a few.
Didn't JCPenney have a crest on some of theirs, too?
They may. Yeah, I think they did.
Tried to be fancy.
Mm-hmm. They tried to.
So Ralph Lauren is 85 here today. How about Melba Montgomery?
My little boy came into the kitchen this evening while I was fixing supper. And he handed me a piece of paper he'd been writing on.
She's at 86 here today, the country singer who had a big hit with the song No Charge. You ever listened to the song No Charge? You should listen to it. It's wonderful for Mother's Day.
I'll put it on.
For mowing the yard,
it'll make you cry.
Yeah.
Making my own bed this week, $1. And going to the store, 50 cents. And watching little brother while you went shopping.
And of course, the whole premise of the song is that at the end, it's no charge because she loves her son.
Mm-hmm. How old is she?
Melba Montgomery today is 80. Melba. The big 86.
Wow.
Melba Montgomery. Melba toast.
I was
think about that just for a moment.
I think we had quite a bit of that in the cupboard as a kid.
So happy Melba birthday toast to Melba Montgomery. She did some duets, I think, with George Jones too.
Did she?
That were pretty quality duets as well. Cliff Richard, 84 today.
Well, it seems a long time ago, you were the lone.
You familiar with the work of Cliff Richard?
Not as familiar as I probably
should be. He was the Elvis of England and could not break through here in the United States until he came out in the 1970s with a song called Devil Woman.
So
this is not Devil Woman. Devil Woman's a good Halloween song. Devil Woman, you know, she's got the crystal ball on the table, black cat, the whole thing.
Well, I think maybe he should do a duet with Elvira.
With Melba Montgomery.
Or with Melba.
Yeah, why
sure.
not? So Cliff Richard is 84.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to do one of these days, Bear. I'm going to teach you how to sing. How'd you like that, kid, huh?
TV theme time.
Rolling down to Dallas, my wheels provide my palace.
Didn't we just do this here? Were you here when we did this? I can't remember. BJ and the Bear.
It is due.
Greg Evigan.
BJ McKay, and this is my best friend, Bear.
We're just talking about Roll On Mama and all the truck driving shows of the 70s. There's another one right there. Greg Evigan. He was driving, I think, and I bring this up every year, and then I think a listener corrects me. It's a cab over. I don't know if it was a cab over Pete or what he was driving. Might have been a Freightliner. Mm-hmm. I can't remember. But that was his truck on BJ and the Bear. And you know what animal the bear was.
Wasn't it a dog? This was a little before me.
Chimpanzee.
But it was a
chimpanzee.
My gosh, that's right.
Yes.
Okay.
BJ McKay and my best friend Bear.
That's combo.
One of the few artists that actually sang their theme, which is really cool. Greg Evigan. He was on My Two Dads, too.
BJ and the Bear, that was late 70s into early 80s, I think, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, 78,
okay.
79.
Yeah,
but then
yeah.
in the 80s, he was on My Two Dads, he and Paul Reiser.
Oh,
and he
okay.
sang the theme in that one, too.
That's right.
Greg Evigan, 71. One-hit wonder, Thomas Dolby. He liked the electronic music, as you can tell here.
Yes.
When's the last time that you had somebody blind you with science?
Boy, I think it was maybe an episode of Mr. Wizard that I watched as a child. It was the last time.
This was a monster number one hit from 1983. Thomas Dolby here today. Not yet 70. He is 68 today from the ESPN talent rolls.
Is that a trick question?
You tell me.
They gave up Kwame Brown.
Two first-rounders.
I could care less.
Tied into his salary for 4 years.
First of all, understand something. When you're giving up first-round picks, if you are a quality team in playoff contention, it really doesn't mean that much. That's number one. Number two, and more importantly, Kwame Brown is gone. The City of Angels, Hollywood, just should be celebrating. Throw a parade already, whether you win a championship or not. This man was a bona fide scrub. He can't play.
Stephen A. Smith, not a Kwame Brown fan.
No.
In the National Basketball Association, Stephen A. Smith, he's one of the talking heads there on the ESPN, likes to talk loud.
Yeah, he
and
is
controversial.
Loud. Yep.
And Frank Caliendo does a very good impersonation of him as well.
Oh, Caliendo. He's good, man. His Madden.
Right.
Just, oh my gosh, he's hilarious.
Stephen A. Smith is 57. Sing along to this one, Matt.
Peace up. A-Town down.
Yeah. It's my favorite Usher song. You probably prefer My Boo, but I like this one.
I do.
Yeah.
It is Yeah. That's the name of the song is Yeah.
And then Lil Jon helping out. Lil Jon.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Ludacris
is on it
right
as well. Yeah. Yeah.
That's pretty tough. That's a lineup and a half.
That's a tough thing to beat. So, Usher, heck of a... He's an entertainer. The guy can sing. He can dance. He's got a few tricks up his sleeve. He's a talented dude.
He's 46, and then one more here.
Excuse me, speak up. You're at Macy's. There are rules and regulations. If you got a complaint, I want to hear it.
It doesn't match my shoes.
It doesn't match your shoes, huh? So you don't have any black shoes in your possession? Not it. That's what you're telling me?
That's Jay Farrell doing Denzel Washington.
Man, I was going to guess Denzel. That was really, really impressive.
He does a really good Will Smith. And, you know, sometimes the impressions are also the body language and how they mimic the body language
absolutely,
of
yeah.
those stars. And he does a great Will Smith, too. And I go back and forth. I don't know which one of his impressions, one of those two, are his best. But he's done Eddie Murphy. Who's the one from the Rush Hour movies?
Oh, Chris Tucker?
Chris Tucker, yeah. He does Chris Tucker. That's Jay Farrell from SNL. 37 today.
Man.
Matt?
Yes, my friend. I have a nice little list here for you, curated by
Neil's staff.
Yes. I mean, there was a tent outside when I arrived. They were just finally able to
and
get
some
shut-eye.
And they live in that tent.
They do.
They live in that tent,
yep.
Exactly.
Fine to get some shut-eye after curating this list here. This first man, birthed in 1890, Texas-born, Kansas-raised, Jim, this man needs no introduction. Although he's no Dwight Schrute, he was the 34th president of our United States, General Dwight D. Eisenhower.
The eyes of the world are upon you. The hopes and prayers of liberty-loving people everywhere march with you. In company with our brave allies and brothers in arms on other fronts, you will bring about the destruction of the German war machine, the elimination of Nazi tyranny over the oppressed peoples of Europe, and security for ourselves in a free world.
You know, he could have been a radio reporter, too. How about that delivery and
all
voice?
All day long. Ugh,
that was his D-Day message.
So good. Yeah, he the guy could read. The guy could read, just have a little profound impact on whatever he was reading. Well, listen, just a few years later, 1894, saw this man come into the world. He had a profound impact on the world of the arts. He actually penned, Jim, one of my favorite poems of all time, I Thank You, God, for Most This Amazing Day. Edward S. Lind, but more commonly known as American poet, playwright, author, E.E. Cummings.
E.E.
In 1894. E.E., not E.T.
No.
He's not phoning home yet.
E.E.
It's E.E. Cummings. Home. Yes. And in 1910, this basketball Hall of Famer, in 12 seasons, Jim, he coached the Bruins, the UCLA Bruins, to an astounding 10 NCAA championships. It's the horn-rimmed glasses-wearing Wizard of Westwood coach, John Wooden.
You know, I learned something from Wilt Chamberlain.
How to pick up girls at the bar? Mm. Let's find out.
I don't know if I've ever told you this, but it might surprise you.
I was
invited to attend a press conference when Wilt Chamberlain came with the Lakers. And one of the gentlemen from the press said...
Did you call him the Wizard of Westwood?
I did.
Yes.
Yep.
And you know, the story has been told that he almost was the coach of the Gophers. He was going to come here and interview for, I think Sid Hartman told the story many times. He was going to come here and interview, and the Gophers were probably going to hire him. But then there was a snowstorm. And
is that
he couldn't
true?
Get here.
Nope.
And then he ended up coaching at UCLA.
I didn't know that.
I think it is.
Wow.
I think it is.
Holy cow. Well, that's what could have been.
What could have been?
Well, this Brooklyn, New York boy was born in 1916. He served as the 13th Surgeon General from 82 to 89 under the great Ronald Reagan. He rocked that Abe Lincoln beard hard. It's C. Everett Koop.
Thanks to Life Alert, you can live alone without ever being alone. And that's why I wear one.
Yeah, yeah. C. Everett Koop. I mean, he's just like everybody. He has fallen and wasn't able to get up.
Oh, man.
So he got Life Alert.
One of my favorite ads.
But he made sure, he says, hey, if I'm going to be in your ad, don't show me on the floor.
Exactly.
I'm C. Everett Koop, after all.
Yeah, he refused.
I got America to stop smoking.
Don't you know who I
That's
am?
That's what he did.
You know, he was the only Surgeon General that was kind of in the American...
Who knows any of the other ones?
Because of the whole HIV/AIDS.
That too.
Early 80s. That's why he was kind of in the lexicon. All right. So making his entrance in 1927, he was many folks' favorite James Bond, starring in Moonraker and The Spy Who Loved Me. But he made an appearance in Cannonball Run and the TV series The Saint. He was actually knighted by the Queen of England in 2004 in recognition of his charity work. It is Roger Moore.
Do you know him?
Not socially. His name's Jaws. He kills people.
Yeah, look out for Jaws. He's a big man.
Was he your favorite Bond or no? Roger Moore?
I think I prefer Sean Connery.
Me too. All day long. All
Welcome
day
to the
long.
Rock.
Welcome to the Rock. Oh my gosh, I won't even, maybe we can do a country song in the future here as Sean Connery, we'll see. All right, American actor, comedian, and extensively touring magician, he's best known, I think, for his role as Judge Harry Stone on NBC's Night Court. But prior to that, he actually had a recurring guest role as con man Harry the Hat.
Oh, loved
on
him
Cheers.
As Harry the Hat.
So good, Matt. He actually was on Saturday Night Live 8 times. He hosted SNL 8 times. He was born in 1952, and his name was Harry Anderson.
Your Honor.
Miss Wagner.
What's that behind your ear? Why, it's a coin.
Oh, my God.
Why, it's the coin of justice.
Sir, I don't think you're feeling very well.
I tell you what, let's flip the coin, let it decide. Heads, I stay a judge. Tails, I resign. Heads, I'm still a judge.
There you go, the coin of justice.
Coin of justice. Can't wait to try that coin trick on my grandson Oliver when he's old enough to appreciate the coin of justice. I think that's going to be fun. Neil, are these people all...
They're gone but not forgotten, yes, but his staff did forget one. They didn't give you...
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Volkoff requests that you all rise and respect his singing of the Soviet National Anthem.
You know the words of the Soviet National Anthem, don't you? Sing along with Nikolai Volkoff.
Well,
Russia number one, Iran number one, USA. That was the Iron Sheik, and of course his partner Nikolai Volkoff escaped the gulag. Nikolai Volkoff, 1947. Now they're all gone, but not forgotten. Mm-hmm. Would you like to start a Bobathon with Gretchen Wilson, Redneck Woman, My Kind of Girl, Colin Ray, or the Gatlin Brothers, Houston Means I'm One Day Closer to You?
Oh man, this I've got to start this Bobathon. This guy, we did just a fantastic show with him in Rochester. Heck of a singer, Colin Ray.
All right.
WQPM Princeton, WLKX Forest Lake, KDDG Albany, KDDG HD.